Seeing the weasel coming down the tunnel, she held up a paw, calling to him.
Grack, what news?
Grack waved his paws in alarm, making a silencing noise. He did not speak until he was face to face with her.
Hush, Majesty. Keep your voice down. There's beasts outside, just beyond the opening we came through.
Valeria's claws dug into the weasel's shoulder as she pulled him closer.
Beasts? What beasts? Tell me.
Grack winced.
There's other news you'll want to hear, Majesty. But first let me tell you, on my way back along this tunnel, me and my mates heard noises from inside the caves. So I peeked through the break in the wall and I saw him. They was gearsome shrews, all armed and ready, searching round every place. And I saw one of those fighting rabbits, the one we met at that abbey. Aye, and he just met up with that mole beast who tunnelled in here. You know, the big madden who wields an hammer.
Valeria gripped him even tighter.
How many of these warriors were there?
Grack groaned as her claws pierced his shoulder.
Majesty, I don't know, but they'll soon be in this tunnel, the way they're scaring round outside.
Valeria released him, issuing an immediate order.
Listen carefully. Grack, tell our beasts to lay aside their weapons quietly. Go to the opening and block it up again. Be as silent as possible and make certain that opening is blocked completely with solid rock and earth. Pack it tight, much tighter than those escapers did. Then stay posted there and listen. If they discover the blocked opening, let me know right away. Well, go on. What are you waiting for?
Grack brought his mouth to the Sable Queen's ear and whispered. Then he saluted and crept off to do her bidding. Valeria sat immobile a while. Then she hugged herself, rocking back and forth as she keened in a hoarse whisper.
Tell. Not ever. The only beast I ever trusted with my secret thoughts.
Oh, he'll pay dearly for this. Swilt the Shade will curse the day he was born by the time I'm done with him. Oh, Jemma, my old counsellor.
Under the impact of Django and Buckler, the small door set into the oak trunk was knocked inward with a resounding slam. The Gowsham Shoes and Buckler went thundering into Althea, where they confronted their first handicap. The whole place was in darkness, as the ravagers had taken all the torches and lanterns to search the escape tunnel. Charging right in from daylight to complete blackout caused a certain amount of confusion. Buckler roared out in his best Salamandastran parade ground voice.
On my command, all beasts will stand still. Halt!
Django, who was standing close to Buckler, remarked.
Well, that did the trick, mate. You could hear a pin drop in here. Proper dark, though, ain't it?
Sparks flew, illuminating the caverns in a brief flash. It was Sniffy striking his rapier blade across a flint.
Stand still, Gowsham. I'll get a glim going. Gah!
A pale little flame grew out of the tinder bag, which the resourceful tracker always kept with him. The Gowsham shrews moved with admirable urgency, dashing outside and chopping branches from the dead lower limbs of an old spruce. The makeshift torches burned instantly, crackling as they cast light amidst the subterranean shadows. Buckler shook his head.
I don't like it, Django. Something's not right. There's no sign of any beast down here.
The Gowsham chieftain held up a paw.
Listen, Buck. I can hear sounds coming this way.
Suddenly, Diggs charged in, yelling.
Lights ahead, chaps! Get up blood and vinegar! Follow him!
He ground to a halt.
What ho, you chaps?
The tubby hare was knocked flat from behind when Flib and the others came hurtling in. Diggs sat up, dusting himself off.
I say, steady on. Who told you to charge in like a flipping shower of mad beasts?
Flib put the blame right where it belonged.
You did?
Straightening his tunic, Diggs wagged a paw at her.
Well, just be a bit more jolly well careful in future. That's classed as assault on a leading officer, I'll have you know.